you, Ray God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, Dali, my soul. Jesus, Dali, my life. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, Dali, my heart. Jesus, Dali, my soul. Jesus, Dali, my heart. Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah, I will rejoice. If you are be glad, I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us come together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. It is Jesus that is my heart. It is Jesus that is my soul. It is Jesus that is my heart. Jesus the Son of God. It is Jesus that is your heart. It is Jesus that is your soul. It is Jesus that is our life. Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah. I will rejoice. With you I'll be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us walk together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us walk together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. It is Jesus that is my heart. It is Jesus that is my soul. It is Jesus that is my life. Jesus, the Son of God. It is Jesus that is my heart. It is Jesus that is my soul. It is Jesus that is my life. Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah, I will rejoice. You are the God. I will exalt your name above all. Come after you and let us come together. I will rejoice. With you I'll be glad. I will rejoice with you I'll be glad. I will exalt your name above all. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you I'll be glad. It is Jesus that is my heart. It is Jesus that is my soul. Jesus, that is my heart. Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah, glory to God in the highest on earth. Peace, goodwill to all men. Y'all welcome to the All Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru coming your way with the living word of God that says he delivers and blesses. Everyone is welcome to this program. It doesn't matter whether you're Baptist or Anglican, Methodist or Catholic or whatever denomination. It is a program for all people of all races, of every nation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, I want to welcome the woman of God, our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Alain Kalawa. She's here with us. She's going to be sharing what God has put in her heart. But I'm going to start with, I'm going to take the first 20 minutes to lay across what God has placed in my heart for us today. We're going to be talking about leadership, because the world is sick of leaders, of good leadership today. That is why we have so much confusion all around. And our prayer today is, God, give us some good leaders. Some good leaders. When we're talking about leadership, we're not just talking about Holy Spirit. Let it be you, Jesus. Let it be you tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are not just talking about leadership in the church. We are talking about community leadership. We're talking about national leadership. We're talking about global leadership. And it is very important, because religion and politics are tied together. Sometimes people want to separate religion from politics. That's not true. Religion and politics are tied together. Read history. Go and start from Genesis and come up to the New Testament. You will find out that religion and religion and politics, government, they are mixed up. They are all mixed up. So you can't separate the two. It is the reason you find that in the Old Testament, for instance, you see men like Prophet Elijah, people like Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah. You see, Moses was even a prophet, but they were all involved in the governments of the day. They had to go and liberate the people from Pharaoh and bring them to the promised land. Prophet Elijah had to interfere with national issues and bring the people to God, to worship God instead of worshiping Baal, and so on and so forth. Even in the days of Jesus Christ was so careful to the point where he was telling disciples, he said, give what is Caesar to Caesar and give what is God to God. He was telling them, please pay your taxes. You got to pay tax. You see, so all these things run side by side. A lot of Christians don't want to go into politics. They don't want to contest elections. That's not the best attitude. Because if the right people don't rule, the wrong people are going to be there. And when the wrong people are in place, the Bible says the people are sad when the bad, wicked, when the wicked ones are in power, the people are unhappy. They are not happy at all, because wicked people are in power. They are taken over and they are in charge. And you know how they mislead everybody and they dictate. They are all dictators. You know, so we want to look at the topic, the true leadership, the type of leadership we need today, how God can give us some good leaders to lead our nation, lead the church, lead the people, lead the community. You know, smite the shepherd, smite the head of the shepherd. Smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. If you can smite the leader and the leader is done, then the sheep will scatter. That's why in battlefields, they send snipers. In battlefields, they will send snipers to go and look for the generals. The generals that are in charge of the war, they have the plan. So they lead the war. So the snipers are hunting for the general. So when they see a general, they take time to hit the general with a bullet, and that's it. The whole camp is confused because the general is gone. So the whole camp is confused. If you can smite the shepherd, the sheep is scattered. You know, but if we can have good leaders, we can have good shepherds, good leaders who are leading the people, then there will be no problem. See, our prayer today is God give us some faithful men and women, some faithful leaders, some good leaders who will lead our nations, lead our country, lead our communities, lead our churches, you know, to the land of promise. That is flowing with milk and honey in the name of Jesus. Yes. So first of all, leadership is showing an example of what you want the people to do. Leadership is showing an example, being an example of what you want the people to be and what you want them to do. So you are in front and they are following. You lead by example. They are learning from you. The Lord knows the way through the wizard man. All I have to do is to follow. The Lord knows the way through the wizard man. All I have to do is to follow. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All we have to do is to follow. We are just following the Lord. He knows the way. You don't know the way. No? If you look at Psalm 23, the Lord's Prayer, you see Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Maketh me to lie down in green pastures, leadeth me beside the sea waters, he restoreth my soul. See, it's a practical idea of how a leader, a shepherd, leads the sheep to console them, to feed them. You feed the sheep, feed the lamb. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. You must ask Peter three times. Do you love me? Feed my lamb. Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. See? So in Psalm 23 is a practical example of how a shepherd leads the sheep. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He leads us beside the sea water. He restored our soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. See? It's a practical idea of what leadership is all about. It's about pastoring. It's about shepherding. It's about ministering to the people. It's about helping and consoling, comforting the people. That's leadership. But today, what do we see? We have leaders who are drumming for war. Even when there's no war, they will fabricate a war. They will engineer a war to come out. And they want to go and buy some marines and jet bombers, jet fighters. They want to go and bomb. Even when the whole country is crying, please, let's not go to war. Please, let's not go to war. You see, a whole leader is looking for war, where you go and bomb nations and bomb people and kill and destroy. Those are not leaders. Those are not leaders at all. Leaders are people of peace and people who have come to show the way, who have come to be an example. There are two great leaders in the Bible, Moses in the Old Testament, and then Jesus in the New Testament. These are very practical leaders in the Bible. Moses in the Old Testament, and then Jesus in the New Testament. These are the two greatest leaders that ever lived. The two greatest leaders that ever lived, Moses in the Old Testament, and then Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Now let's look about their life. Moses, the Bible calls him the meekest man. The Bible calls Moses the most humble person on earth. The Bible, you know, titled Moses the meekest. The Bible used the word meek, M-E-E-K, meekest. That is the most humble man on earth. as at that time. And no wonder leadership, the mantle of leadership had to fall on him, because if you are not humble, you can't even lead. Who are you leading with a proud and arrogant spirit? You can't lead people, you know, with pride and arrogance in your heart. That's not leadership. But the Bible called Moses the most humble man on earth during the days of Moses. So humility is an important quality. It's a requisite in the life of a good leader. Humility, a humble man. God gives grace to the humble, and he resists the proud. God resists the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Look at proud people like Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, he climbed on top of his mansion, and he said, "This is Babylon that I build by my strength and by my majesty." That Nebuchadnezzar, who had nothing, God raised him from grass to grace. Nebuchadnezzar was so proud and arrogant that he was able to boast that he was the one who brought Babylon to that level. God said, "I have finished with him. Today, the kingdom is taken from your hand." See, pride. Pride goeth before a fall. Look for proud people. They can't lead. They can't lead at all. It was pride that made Lucifer to become Satan. Lucifer was not Satan originally. He was an archangel of God in heaven, and he led the worship of God. Lucifer became proud and arrogant, and he said, "I will exalt myself above the Almighty." He wanted to take the place of God. He wanted to steal the worship of God. And he started manipulating and plotted coup and tried to overthrow God. And God said, "No, he can't happen." God has to send Angel Michael, the Archangel Michael, who was in charge of battles, and Archangel Gabriel was the messenger angel, and then Archangel Lucifer was in charge of watching, but now he are backsliding. He has rebelled against God, so he was driven out of heaven and sent packing. The Bible, he came out with one-third of the angelic host, which are now the demons we are casting out, and all those things we are now, coming against. So leaders are humble men and women who have died to the flesh, and the spirit is leading them. The Holy Spirit is in them, walking in them. So look at people like the Apostle Paul, one of the greatest leaders of the New Testament. Apostle Paul, he said, "I die daily." He didn't care about himself. He cared about the people. All he was thinking about is the welfare of the people and how the gospel must be preached, how the people must be cared for and ministered to. See, that is leadership. That's the same thing Jesus was so concerned about the people. And then in the time of Jesus, Philippians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10, say Jesus humbled himself. See, the humility has come again. We just finished talking about Moses. Now we are talking about Jesus. The word humility has come in again. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. He said, "He humbled himself and made himself nothing so that he could fulfill the assignment God gave him." And because he humbled himself, even to the grave, he humbled himself even to die and go to the grave. And then God exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every name must bow. Of things in heaven, things on earth, and things beneath the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So humility is a major requirement in the life of leaders. Oh, yes, Jesus was a humble man, so humble to the point where even common people in the street, they could touch him. They could touch the hem of his garment. You know, the high priest that we have is the one that we can touch with the feeling of our infirmities. That's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. In the Old Testament, it was very difficult. You can't see the high priest. Oh, you can't see the high priest. The protocols. The protocols. But Jesus Christ is the high priest that you can touch with the feeling of your infirmity. Find that in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. What a high priest. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the high priest that you can touch. Even the lepers, the beggars in the street, blind Bartimaeus, the woman at the well of Jacob, and everybody, the tax collectors, Mary Magdalene, Mary, and then Martha, and all of them. You know, everyone could touch Jesus. That's leadership. That's leadership. You communicating with the people. He knew their minds. He tried to know what is going on in their lives. He spoke with them and talked with them. I don't mean holding meetings with top executives. No. Jesus Christ spoke with the poorest of the poor. You know, the downtrodden. Even the lepers. The lepers had access to Jesus Christ. You know, that's leadership. That's leadership. He's telling us that this is leadership. Leadership is you are available for the people. They can reach out and touch you. See, Hebrews 4, verse 15. Jesus is the New Testament high priest. Jesus Christ is the New Testament high priest that we can touch with the feelings of our infirmity. See, that's leadership. I see leaders today, they don't place themselves. People can't talk to them. They are dictators. They don't care what the people are feeling. They don't care how many people are homeless in the streets. People can't eat food. They don't care. They don't care whether people are employed. People have jobs. They don't care. All they want is to fly airplanes around and go and visit your friends and eat and drink. They don't care. See? The next thing is to go and heap billions and trillions and billions and trillions of money and then go to war and fight and kill people and destroy life. And that's not leadership. The people are poor. Look at the streets. Look at the homelessness all over the whole place. People, look at every nation. They are poor and homeless people and hungry people don't have jobs and businesses. And then you are heaping money to go and kill people as you crave. Is that what God called you for? God did not call you to go and keep money to go and fight and kill people in Ukraine. That's not your calling. Your calling is to be concerned about the welfare of the people, the welfare of the nation, the welfare of the people you are leading, their welfare. That is what you should be thinking about. Even the Russia we are talking about, the Russia, are there no poor people there? Look, Moscow and other places. There are homeless people there. They need food. They need money to eat. There are people who can afford 3 square meals in Moscow and in Russia and other places. And look at China, you know, getting ready to go and fight Taiwan, diverting all their wealth and all their money to go and buy war planes and submarines and jet bombers. They are not want to go to Taiwan now and start destroying life and property there. Whereas inside China, there is abject poverty. Inside China, people are not eating food. That's not your concern. Your concern is how to go to Taiwan and destroy the whole of Taiwan. That is your concern. You see, we don't have leaders yet. We don't have leaders. Oh God, give us leaders for our generation. Give us good leaders, men and women, who will bring peace to our nation. Men and women who will lead our nation in the rightful way, who will lead the church, the community, who will lead the people, minister to the needs of the people, help them, and see that their welfare, they are all right. God, give us leaders. God, please give us leaders. The world is sick. No leadership at all. There is confusion. And any moment from now, Third World War, and then they broke down everything and they get disorder. God, give us leaders. In the name of Jesus, oh God. See, all these things are going on. Who are the leaders? The leaders are faithful men and women who are ready to serve, who are ready to help, who are ready to minister to the needs of people, who are caring. Those are the leaders. Leaders are not dictators. They dictate. They don't listen to anybody. They just wake up and tell the whole world what they want to do. You know? And they all end very badly because they are not doing the will of God. You know? They do what they think they want to do. Adolf Hitler of Germany woke up one morning, he said, gas the Israel. Over 2 million Jews gassed to death. Who asked him to do? Who did you tell? What type of leadership is that? You know? Kuwait, all of a sudden Saddam Hussein woke up one morning, he said Kuwait belonged to him. How can Kuwait belong to you? Kuwait is on his own. Another one wake up, he said Taiwan belongs to them. He wants to fight now. See, greedy leaders. Selfish and greedy. You know, self-exalted leaders. God will bring them down to ashes. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will knock them down. In the name of Jesus Christ, terrible Messiah, Yandoro Brogodu. He who are the leaders. You see a practical selection in Acts of Apostles chapter 6. In Acts of Apostles chapter 6, from verse 3 to 8, the apostles found themselves occupied with serving the people. See, we're talking about caring for your people. See, Acts of Apostles chapter 6, verse number 3 through 8. Because the apostles are supposed to be doing the spiritual work of praying and teaching the people the word of God, ministering to the people. But somehow, they left ministry and they are serving tables. They are now carrying food they want to give to people. And serving people. Well, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you see, it's a diversion from their call. And so the apostle said, wait a minute. We have been diverted from our call. Let us select deacons who will serve these people food and clothes and supplies while we give ourselves to prayer and the word. Look at it. Acts of Apostles chapter 6. Verse 3 to 8. And so they had to select leaders. And who did they select? They selected faithful men and women who will help them carry out the vision. See? And even Jesus Christ, he needed 12 disciples to work with. He needed 12 disciples. And even that 12 disciples he chose, one of them was Judas Iscariot. Can you imagine? Somebody picking leaders, you know, who will join him to lead. He has picked only 12 men. And out of the 12, one is a Judas Iscariot. You can see the type of things that is happening around. Judas Iscariot is now among the leaders. We have a lot of Judas Iscariot today. A lot of Judas Iscariot, they are in leadership. They are stealing from the past. You know, Judas Iscariot During the 2.5 years of ministry, there was so much in Jesus' treasury. And then Judas Iscariot was the treasurer. The treasurer of Jesus Christ. And he had all the time to steal so much from the treasury. Judas Iscariot kept stealing from the treasury during the 3.5 years of ministry. You see, these are the things we are talking about. People who are supposed to be leading are now stealing. You go travel around the world and you see funny things. Funny things. A leader of a country will be richer than the country 100 times over. Go to Africa. Go to other parts of the world and see what happens. I remember one African country, the president of that country, he took all the money of the country and put them in his own personal private account. So he runs the country from his personal private account of his bank account. That is where he runs the country. Then you see some of them are million times richer than the country put together. Yes, travel around the world, you will see all these things. See? These are leaders, though. These are people who are supposed to be caring for the general public and helping people to survive. He has diverted. I remember Sese Seko Tor of Zaire. Yes, I remember. He was in power for 32 years. He refused to allow anybody to leave. During this period, he has diverted all the country's wealth into his pocket. Then Togolese Adema also did the same thing. He ruled Togo for so many years, decades, and successfully diverted the wealth of the nation. And that's what each of them are doing. These are people who say they are leaders. Leaders are greedy and selfish. See, God is not in all those things. Leaders are servants. They are servants of the people. They are supposed to be servants. All this wealth you are gathering, you are contesting presidency. You people go into presidency just to go and loot and have money and wealth and riches, care for yourself and your family. You see, it's a very wrong motive. That's not leadership. Leadership is servanthood. You are serving the people. Jesus said, I came to serve. And not to be served. Jesus said, I have come to minister and not to be ministered to. That should be the attitude. People running to become president, you know, all over the world, all of them want to be president at all costs. Not knowing that they have ulterior motives, ulterior, selfish, and greedy motives. They want to be dictators. And that is why they want to be leaders. God is not in all those things. God is going to bring all of them down to action. Yes, any leader who will not submit to the word of God, who will not serve the people and be a help to the people, God will bring them down to action. In the name of Jesus Christ, leadership is not looting. Leadership is not dictatorship. Leadership is not selfishness and greed. No, it's power corrupt. And power corrupts absolutely. Oh, yes. Power corrupts. And power corrupts absolutely. And all of them are struggling to go and grip power so that they can oppress the poor and oppress people and sit on people and knock people down and step on people, insult people, and trample human beings under feet. God is not going to let them go free. Judgment is coming. Judgment of God is coming on bad leaders, evil leaders, wicked leaders who will not let people to have peace. God is going to bring them down to action. In the name of Jesus Christ, unless you have a good motive of serving the people, you will not stay in leadership. Yes, the Almighty God is going to push them aside. And the right people who will lead the country, so the land of promise are going to come. The same thing with church. church will start in a small way. Everybody is involved. Everybody is working day and night. As soon as church become rich and have money, they remove the name of the church and they write the man's name there. They say the church is, the church belongs to Mr. A, Mr. B, or Mr. C. But why did you write the name since? You did not write it like that. You said you deceived everybody. You said that the church belonged to everybody. And everybody began to work hard for the church to move forward. And after the church had become great and rich and everything, well, the man will go and write his name on the church. Say, this church is this. The properties of the church, they bear his name, the school bear his name, the aeroplane bear his name. Everything, his name is written on there. That's cheating. That's not leadership. You are cheating people. It's fraud. Yes, it's fraudulent. It's selfishness and greed. Many people will not enter the kingdom of God because they are selfish and greedy. They are not going to heaven. No, they are not getting there. All they are doing, they are using the name of God to collect wealth and riches from everybody. No, God is not in those things. You know, so we're talking about leadership, and I'm going to stop here. Our mother in Christ is going to speak. We're going to let her share with us what God has laid in her heart. First of all, we want to pray. I want us to pray a little bit. It's a very serious matter, what we are talking about. It's a very serious matter. You know, there's no leadership. The people are confused. Sheep without shepherd. And all the leadership we have are greedy people, selfish, dictators, people who don't mind. They don't care for the people. And they are just thinking about themselves and their families only. You know, God's judgment is going to come very swiftly. And all the people, they are going to be pushed away. Push away to the dustbin. God does not need you there. Yes, you force your way in there. You force your way with ulterior motives. That will repent. All of you will perish in your evil ways. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Quickly, we want to pray first of all. God, give us good leaders who will lead our nations. Who will lead the people. Who will help the people. Who will bring peace to the nations. Why is there so much war? Everybody is thinking about Third World War. Even Africa. Even all these other small countries. Everybody wants to go to Third World War. And when Third World War comes, it's going to destroy everything. What are you doing with war? You don't need it. You don't need it. This is the bad leadership we are talking about. You don't need it at all. See? The blind people are leading blind. Jesus said, if the blind people are leading, they will all fall into the pit. Blind people, they don't see spiritually. They have eyes, they are not seeing. They have no foresight. They are only thinking about wealth and riches. That's to amass billions. They want to be called trillionaires and billionaires. That's why they are generating war, so that they can divert wealth and riches into your personal bank accounts. They think we don't know. We know you all. We know all of your tricks. We are aware. Apostle Paul said, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. We are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. Yes. We have one prayer to pray very quickly, and then the woman of God is going to take over. The prayer is, God, give us good leaders in our communities, in our nations. God, give us good leaders in our churches, in our ministries. God, give us leaders who will do the will of God. God, we don't need blind leading blind. Jesus said, if blind people lead blind people, they will all fall into the pit. A lot of leaders are blind. They have no vision of what is happening. They have no idea what God wants us to do. No. So we're going to pray that prayer very quickly. Please, wherever you are, in any part of the world, please join us in this prayer that God will put his own there, put his own leaders in place. And all these dictators and selfish and greedy men and women should be brushed aside. We don't need them there. They force themselves into the, they put themselves there. God did not put them there. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Hey, Rabasaya, everybody begin to pray. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Rabasaya. Yes, Lord, give us good leaders, faithful men and women who will lead our nations in the way of righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. God, give us faithful men and women who will lead our nations in the way of righteousness, in the way of holiness, O God. Yes, Lord, give us rightful leaders, O God. Give us the rightful leader, the rightful leader, the rightful leader, the rightful leader who will lead us in the way of righteousness. The rightful leaders who will care for the people. The rightful leaders who will be concerned about the poor and the needy. The rightful leaders who will minister to the needs of the people. We are tired of greedy men and women. We are tired of dictators. We are tired of selfish and greedy people who grip power and they begin to dictate and control humanity. We don't need them. God, send them packing. God, keep your hearts. Send them away. Send them from those places. Rule them out of that place. Overthrow their government. Topple their governments and send them out of those places. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you will put your own servant, God, your own servant who will lead the people in the way of righteousness and holiness, the way of God, the way of truth, the way, the rightful way we serve the people. God, give us the rightful leader for our nations, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, men and women who we care for the people and minister to the needs of the people. God, give us some leaders. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, I tell you, God's going to do it. You will see. God is going to do it. Oh, yes. I remember in our country, Nigeria, we have had all type of phony leaders, people who keep political opponents, ambassadors. The Rabbaya hanging people to death and all kind of things. God sent all of them packing. And God has started bringing the rightful leaders into our nation in the name of Jesus. Yes, we are glad to have our mother in Christ, Mama Lawa. She's going to share with us what God has placed in her heart. So, Mama, you are welcome. Over to you now.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Today's topic is relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is first our salvation, is then we will know who we are. Jesus Christ came into our life to forgive us of all our sin. We should ask him to cleanse our heart and make us a new person right now. We should believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for us. We've just finished the teaching on death, resurrection, and ascension. Jesus, we want to thank you for loving us enough to die for us.
Yes.
We should accept all that the shed blood poured for us on the cross, and we should receive him as our Savior and Lord in Jesus' name. It's after that we will know whom we are in Christ. Say, I know whom I am. Who are we in Christ? When we are born again, I know who I am. When we are born again, we are justified. When we are born again, we are Christ's friend. We are God's child. We are God's temple. We are complete in Christ. That's our relationship with Christ. We are God's workmanship. We are personal witness for Christ. We are called the blessed one. We are united with the Lord. When we have relationship with Him, we know who we are.
Yes.
We are set apart for God. We are hidden with Christ in God. We are bought with a price. We are the body of the Holy Spirit. We are the salt and the light of the heart. We are to sweeten the heart and be a light to the heart. We have been adopted as God's child. We live by faith, not by sight. We have been given a new heart. We have been redeemed and forgiven. We are free forever from condemnation if we have a good relationship with Christ by salvation. We are justified and made upright by faith. We are clothed with the righteousness of God. We are free from any charge against us. We are a just person. We shall live by faith. A member of the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:27. Philippians 3:20, we are a citizen of heaven. 2 Corinthians 6:1, we are God's co-worker. John 15:16, we have been chosen and appointed to bear fruit. Romans 8:35-39, we cannot be separated from the love of God if we have relationship with Him. We should not be unequally yoked with unbeliever. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Ephesians 2:16, we are seated with Christ in heavenly realm. Our relationship with God gives us access to God through the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:28, we are assured all things work together for good for us. We are a minister of reconciliation for God. When we have relationship with God by giving our life unto Christ, as for me, Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord God Almighty. If we have relationship with God, we will serve the Lord God Almighty. Nothing, we are standing firm. Nothing can move us. 1 Corinthians 15:18. We are established and anointed and sealed by God. That's 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. If you have relationship with Christ, you can approach God with freedom and confidence. God told Joshua, be strong and be courageous. If you have relationship with Christ, you are the branch of the true vine, the channel of His life. If you have relationship with Christ through salvation, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's Philippians 4:13. Relationship with Christ through Philippians 1:5, you have confidence that the good works God has begun in us will be perfected. And God will perfect all that He has begun in our life as we always have relationship with Him.
Yes.
So, I'm finished.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we thank God. We thank God. God is good. Yes. Something was striking my heart as he was speaking. I remember the name David in comparison with King Saul. King Saul, the people demanded for King Saul to be their king. See? They told God, they said, they were telling Prophet Samuel, we want to be like the other nations. We want to have a king. like the other nation. So give us a king. We want to have a king. So that was how King Saul, became king. He was not appointed by God. And you see how poorly he ruled. He started well but ended very badly. And God had to seek for a man after his own heart. Yes. As I was talking, that was coming up in my spirit. You know, we need to touch that. God's chosen leader. We want to talk about God's chosen leader. There are God's chosen leaders. When they are in power, you will know. Oh, yes, I know what I'm talking about. Read through the Bible, and then read through history. You will find that there are leaders that are really God-sent. God-sent leaders. They existed. You want to talk about Nelson Mandela of Africa? Oh, that was a man who was ready to die to save his people. You know? And there are several good examples like that of people. I remember I was reading through the first president of the United States of America, General George Washington. That's a man who fought war in order to establish the United States. He went to war by himself, not just going to war. He was in the front line of the battle. General George Washington, the first president of the United States of America. He was ready to die to establish the United States. He put his life on the line. You know, those are selfless leaders. That's the type of thing we're talking about. So David, King Saul, the people brought in King Saul. He was not God sent. He was not God appointed. But when he came to David, King Saul had died, and everybody was mourning. And then the prophet Samuel was his son. Then God spoke. God said to Prophet Samuel, Prophet Samuel, you know what? I got it. Don't weep for King Saul no more. Don't weep for King Saul no more. I've got a man after my own heart. His name is David. I want you to feel the horn of oil and go to the house of Jesse. Go to the house of Jesse and anoint David, the eighth son of Jesse. I want you to anoint David to be the next king of Israel. He's a man after my own heart. I want you, Prophet Samuel, to go to the home of Jesse and anoint David to be the next king, of Israel. And the prophet Samuel went there. When the prophet Samuel got there, there were eight sons of Jesse. And the prophet Samuel, he's not going to make a mistake. He's not going to go ahead and just pour oil on any of the sons of Jesse. No, he's not going to do that. The prophet Samuel is a man of dignity. God told him, the eight sons. There are eight sons of Jesse. Make sure you anoint David, the eighth son of Jesse. That is the new king of Israel. Make no mistake about it. He's a man after my own heart. Then God said, I have found a man after my own heart. A man of a contrite spirit, a humble man who will please me. And if you read through the whole Bible to the end of it, this is the only person who was called a man after God's own heart, David. David is the only person God called a man after my own heart. There is nobody else in the Bible who was called a man after God's own heart. There is nobody else. It was David. So it was divine. It was a divine appointment. When God picked David, it was a divine ordination, you know, installation of a king that shall rule the people of God. We need to take note of this, because what I'm seeing today, I told you, politics and religion are mixed up together. There's so much manipulations out there. People, you know, paving their ways into presidency, making themselves leaders of communities, making themselves leaders when God has not appointed them. They fall their way there, buy their way there, bribe their way there, use force, use power, use everything, use tricks, fraudulence, and then get into authority and power and begin to detect and start practicing evil. There are so many of them like that all over the world. Travel around the world and you will see all these things. Wicked people. The Bible says that the people are sad when the wicked begin to rule. The wicked are in power. And everybody is angry and sad. People are not happy. Because wicked men and women are in power. Dictators. Selfish and greedy people. People who are not, they have no fear for the Almighty God. They don't care what happened to the people. They enthrone themselves into power. And they say, they call themselves leader. God said, Samuel, you know what? I'm not going to make a mistake this time. These people, they pick Saul as their king. But me, God, I have picked David, a man after my own heart. The Bible calls him a contrite spirit. That is the man for the hour. He was put there, and the story became different. You know, there are God-sent leaders. There are God-sent leaders. God ordained the leaders. Leaders that God have called into leadership. When they are in power, the Bible says the people rejoice when they are in power. And when corrupt men, dictators, thieves, warmongers, murderers, killers, war-hungry men, when they are in power, you will know that these are Satan's ambassadors. These are representatives of the devil. They are in power. They came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. They have not come to lead anybody. See, God will bring them out of those places. In the name of Jesus, God will topple all of them and send them packing in the name of Jesus. God will kick their ass. Yes, God will cut them down to pieces. We shall not find them anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, they shall disappear once and for all. And we will not see them again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. When they exalt themselves against the Almighty. And they thought they are everything. Yesterday, I read Acts of Apostles chapter 12. Acts of Apostles chapter 12. That was yesterday, I remember. King Herod gathered the people in a theater. And he was talking to them, King Herod, Acts of Apostles chapter 12. King Herod, he was talking to the people. And the people admired him and they hailed him. They said, this must be God. The people hailed King Herod and they said, this must be the voice of God. And he received that glory. He, instead of directing the glory to God, he claimed the glory of God. The Bible says, nobody will share my glory with me. Yes, nobody will share the glory of God with God. No, you can't do that. And while King Herod was very proud and arrogant, exalting himself against the knowledge of God, God cut him down. The Bible says an angel came from heaven and smote him and immediately fell down and died. Then the Bible says worms ate him up. Yes, because he exalted himself against the knowledge of God. And that is going to happen. That is already, it's already happening. Oh yes, it's already happening. When people think that they are everything, the Almighty God will show himself the Almighty. And you can't compare against the Almighty God. No, nobody can battle against God. How come the whole world went to Vladimir Putin and told him, stop this evil you are doing. Stop. The man defied everybody. Defied everybody and went ahead to go and recruit nations under him. Recruiting China and all this India and all this Brazil and South Africa, recruited all of them under him. Now they have conspired that the U.S. dollar must be brought down so that the U.S. can have inflation. God will dismantle all of them. God will scatter your plans. God has a reason here in the U.S. And all our enemies must scatter in the name of Jesus. God arise. And our enemies be scattered forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, they must surely gather, but God will scatter them. They are bad leaders, evil leaders, dictators, selfish and greedy men and women. God will send a pattern. Your government shall be overthrown. Your power shall be toppled. And you will be kicked out of your seat in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, God has never failed, and he will not fail. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Mama, we thank God for that exhortation. That was a good one. And we thank God we've been able to do the 1 hour for today.
I tell you the truth.
We will still pray one more prayer, just like Mama was preaching, that salvation is very important on the living right with God, being saved, being born again. Yes, it's very important that our leaders be born again, they should be saved. Bible says, pray for those in authority that they will lead in the rightful way. Oh, yes. Salvation is very necessary. So we are still going to pray that they will know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. Yes, we're going to pray before we shut down today. I want us to pray, everybody, from all we have, want us to pray that salvation will be their portion. That they will not die and go to hell like Herod, like Pharaoh. They will not be judged. They should come out of evil and turn from their wicked ways so that they can have eternal life. Yes, I will pray for them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for all these leaders, O Lord God of heaven. Father, see thoughts and counsel them, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Do not let them.
Let them know the truth,
teach
that
them,
the truth.
And teach them what to do, Lord God of heaven, in the name of your salvation of their souls. Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Say we should always pray for those who are in authority so that they might live a godly life. Oh Lord God, we are praying for them, the leaders that are in authority so that they might. Let them live godly life, O Lord God, so that we might have peaceable country and quiet country in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rainbow Skin, 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 Rainbow Let them be living godly life. Oh Lord, let them be born again, so that we might have a peaceable country and quiet country. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, use them for your glory, O Lord God, all leaders in the name of John. Let them be destroyed by the worldly riches and wealth.
Yes, Lord, have your way.
In Jesus' name, remove from righteousness from their lives.
Yes,
O Lord, God
of
heaven, in the name of John. Do not let them be like Sennacherib that die with his power. Lord God of heaven, do not let them be error that is smitten by worms. Do not
yes,
let
Lord,
them be evil that went to the wilderness for 7 years. O Lord God, let them be good leaders. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of
Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Show them the way, the truth, and life. O Lord God, direct and teach and guide them, O Lord God of heaven. You are their shepherd, O Lord God of heaven. Direct and guide and lead them in the name of Jesus. In paths of righteousness, Lord God of heaven, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will give us good leaders, faithful men and women who will lead our nation to the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey. God, let righteousness reign. Righteousness is God's nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. God, I'm asking that you will have your way in our lives, in our homes, in our families, in our communities. God, you give us God's chosen leaders, God's chosen people, God's chosen the blind, you know, lead the blind. If the blind lead the blind, they will fall into the pit. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Let this word have a place in the life of the people. Let there be doers of your word, and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We pray for Mama Lawa, that Lord is going to bless her and her children and her family, protect them, grant them long life and prosperity. That Lord, send your angels to encamp around them, no weapon from against them shall prosper. Let the blood of Jesus cover her family. The enemy shall see the blood and pass over you and your family. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
for asking our prayer. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we want to thank every one of you for being part of this service tonight. Please forward these messages to as many people all over the world. Email it, text it, tweet it out, share it. Let them know the truth, that the truth has said them pray. Jesus loves you. And we love you too. That's why we are sharing with you every weekend, especially Saturday, Sunday. We share with you God's holy word. Thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast. God bless you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen,
amen.
And amen. Yes. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, the next week, next weekend, we see you again on this same channel. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I.